Please note that upon activation of the chamber, your body will be in a state of flux for up to 2 hours. It is critical that the chamber not be shut down in that time, so it is equipped with the UPS that will keep it functioning in case of power outage. Also, you will be expected to have consumed at least 10,000 calories a day for the prior 3 days. Insufficient pre-feeding may lead to severe wasting during the process. Would you like to hear a description of the process so you know what to expect? The chamber will place automatic breathing, water, and evacuation tubes in your nose, mouth, and anus, and you will feel some discomfort as your body is injected with hormones and nanites. You will also have access to a button that will administer pain medications and therapeutic vibratory massage as necessary. You will begin to feel flush as your body accepts the nanites. There may be some swelling as the nanites begin their work, and your body will tingle all over. Your penis will erect as the nanites restructure it. Because of the internal stimulation, frequent orgasms are considered a normal reaction. Your penis will begin to shrink. As it gets smaller, the nerve endings will become closer together, making your transformation orgasms more intense as it changes. Your testicles will soften and retreat inside your body. You will feel a bloating feeling as your vas deferens merge and thicken into a uterus. There may be a tearing sensation as your urethra and new vagina separate, as your penis retreats and your vulva develops. The most painful stage is next. Your pelvis will be expanded as the nanites generate bone scaffolding. Now you will be feverish at this point, and the inside of the chamber will chill to stabilize your body temperature. At this point, your accelerated puberty begins. Your body hair will thin and possibly fall off at a touch. The skin on your buttocks will feel stretched as your ass expands. You will feel your nipples stinging, and there will be some sensitivity as your body develops fat deposits behind them. Now, you've selected double D cups, so you will need to use stretch mark cream in order to avoid stretch marks. You will feel a strange puffing behind your nipples as your breasts expand. For best results, remain in the chamber for at least 1 hour after transformation. The pain of stretching skin and bone may be significant, and you will want to be someplace where you do not need to move, and the nanites will need time to flush from your body. You may need supplemental estrogen for several months until ovulation begins, and you may defecate gray feces for up to 1 week after transformation. This chamber will function only once. All components are recyclable, and the UPS may be used as a power source for a computer or entertainment system if you wish. Note once again that the process is not guaranteed to be reversible. Press begin to start the transformation.